This is Radio Nepal. I'm Mandil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Heavy rains cause widespread floods and landslides. Traffic halted on various roads across the country. Government declares public holidays for today and tomorrow. Prime Minister Sushila Karki emphasizes unity and urges the public to follow official warnings. Jeep accident at Kattike in Pasthar along the Tomur corridor claims 6 lives. And Israeli Prime Minister says he hopes to announce hostage release in the coming days. Now, the news in detail. Continuous heavy downpour across the country has severely disrupted transportation networks, with landslides affecting several major highways and key routes connecting the Kathmandu Valley. In many areas, vehicular movement has come to a complete halt, while in others, traffic is limited to a single lane, causing long delays for commuters and goods transport. Police officials and the Department of Roads say these are not isolated incidents but part of a wider pattern triggered by the prolonged monsoon rains. Meanwhile, the government has imposed a 3-day travel ban on the entry into and exit from the Kathmandu Valley for all 4-wheel vehicles. Ram Bahadur Kesi, head of the disaster operation at the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, said the decision was made due to increased travel risk caused by continuous heavy rainfall across the country. Similarly, vehicular movement has been suspended at several points across the country due to landslides triggered by continuous rainfall. According to Superintendent of Police Naresh Raj Subedi, spokesperson for the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office, traffic has been obstructed near the suspension bridge in Sangha Bhaktapur. Likewise, a landslide at Takuche in Lalitpur's Bagmati Rural Municipality 3 has blocked the Kanti Highway. In Makwanpur, a landslide at Mahalakshmi Khola in Indra Sarovar Rural Municipality 4 has blocked the Farping Sisneri section along the Kanti Lokpath. Similarly, traffic has been halted on the BP Highway at Mamti Khola and Buldhunga in Rosi Rural Municipality 11 of Kabri Palanchok. In Sindhupalchuk, the road at Charkilo in Bhotekoshi Rural Municipality 4 has collapsed, while landslides at Dholikhel Khawa and Chowanna Kilo under the Orniko Highway have completely stopped vehicular movement. According to Traffic Police spokesperson Subedi, traffic has also been obstructed along the Narayangarh Moglin Road section after a landslide occurred at Tuin Khola Bridge in Ichhakamana Rural Municipality 5 of Chitwan. Police have urged the public to avoid travelling to landslide-prone areas unless absolutely necessary, to use safe alternative routes and to follow instructions from local authorities. Meanwhile, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has urged authorities to restrict vehicular movement along roads built on the banks of river and streams in the Kathmandu Valley. In a notice issued yesterday, the authority asked the 3 district administration offices in the valley to stop a vehicle movement on river corridor routes, warning of possible inundation as water levels are expected to rise. The authority has also directed concerned bodies to keep stranded passengers safe and ensure food and medical support in coordination with local administrations and transport operators. Meanwhile, long-distance travel across the country remains suspended until October 6 due to heavy rainfall and landslide risk. In the meantime, the government has declared public holidays on Sunday and Monday due to increased risk from ongoing monsoon rains. The decision excludes essential and disaster management services. Citing forecast of heavy to very heavy rainfall until October 6, the Home Ministry has warned of possible transportation disruptions and threats to public safety, urging the public to remain cautious. In a video message broadcast on Nepal television, Prime Minister Sushila Karki called for unity in facing the crisis and urged citizens to follow official warnings, stay safe and avoid unnecessary travel. Prime Minister Karki assured that all state resources will be mobilized to protect people during this period and requested everyone to act according to the information issued by the police and other government agencies. Similarly, Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal has said that continuous monitoring and supervision of the relief and rescue operations are underway in the aftermath of heavy rainfall across the country. In a video message, the Home Minister informed that a review meeting was held with chief district officers from all 77 districts, security agencies, the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, and the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority to assess ongoing disaster response efforts. Meanwhile, the Home Ministry has directed all district administration officers to coordinate with local bodies and organizations to provide food to stranded passengers and to help safely move vehicles struck on highways depending on weather and road conditions. Likewise, President Ramchandra Paudil has urged the public to remain cautious against the risk of floods, landslides and inundation caused by continuous rainfall across the country. In a statement, the President called on all citizens to face the challenges with unity and appealed to state agencies to respond promptly with rescue and relief efforts during this time of crisis. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology has urged the public to report any communication service disruptions or emergency information amid the ongoing heavy rainfall. In a press release issued yesterday, the ministry said daily life across much of the country has been affected and requested people to contact the emergency numbers of Nepal Telecom, ANCIL, the Nepal Telecommunications Authority or the ministry itself to report problems. A meeting led by Minister Jagdish Kharel also discussed ensuring accurate information flow and maintaining uninterrupted communication services during disasters. In the meantime, all domestic flights from Tribhuvan International Airport, TIA, were suspended yesterday due to continuous rainfall and poor weather conditions. According to TIA General Manager Hansaraj Pandey, flights to and from Bharatpur, Janakpur, Bhadrapur, Pokhara and Tumlingtar were grounded because of low visibility caused by persistent rain. International flights, however, operated as usual. Likewise, the Kathmandu Metropolitan City has evacuated 393 people living along riverbanks who were at risk of flooding. Mayor Balendra Shah said the rescued individuals have been relocated to four schools with food and accommodation managed by the metropolis. The education section of the KMC has also prepared 70 schools for emergency shelter if needed. The metropolis has urged residents to contact its helpline for assistance during the ongoing crisis. Six people died and six others were seriously injured in a jeep accident yesterday at Kattike in Kumbayak, Rural Municipality 3, Pasthar, along the Tamur corridor. The jeep was travelling from Taplejung to Dharan. The injured were airlifted to BP Koirala Institute of Health Sciences in Dharan with assistance from the Nepal Army, Police and Armed Police Force. The cause of the accident is under investigation. Today marks the fourth day of Vijaya Dasami Tika. The tradition of receiving Tika continues. Those who missed receiving Tika from elders on the main day are still visiting their elders for blessings, Tika and Jamara. However, continuous rainfall has affected travel for those visiting for the Tika. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he hopes to announce the release of hostages held in Gaza in the coming days. The remarks followed a statement from Hamas agreeing to free hostages under a US-brokered 20-point peace plan which calls for an immediate end to fighting and the release of 20 living Israeli hostages along with the remains of those believed dead in exchange for hundreds of detained Gazans. Indirect ceasefire talks are set to begin in Egypt on Monday. Meanwhile, Israeli airstrikes continue in Gaza. The Hamas-run Health Ministry reports 66 deaths in the past 24 hours, bringing the total since the conflict began to 67,074. The Israeli military launched operation after a Hamas attack on southern Israel on 7th October, which killed around 1,200 people and took 251 hostages. most of the Gaza's population has been displaced, with over 90% of the homes damaged or destroyed. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather will likely remain mostly cloudy in Kosi and Madhis province and generally cloudy in Bagmati and Lumbini province and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of Kosi and Madhis province and at some places of the rest of the hilly and Tarai regions of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi and Madhis province today. Furthermore, the division has stated that currently there is an influence of water vapor-rich air or the monsoon wind coming from the Bay of Bengal. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 15 to 17 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 20 and 22 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Heavy rains cause widespread floods and landslides. Traffic halted on various roads across country. Government declares public holidays for today and tomorrow. Prime Minister Susila Karki emphasizes unity and urges the public to follow official warnings. Jeep accident at Kattike in Pasthar along the Tomor corridor claims 6 lives. And Israeli Prime Minister says he hopes to announce hostage release in the coming days. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at radionepalonline.com and our mobile app and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.